Small Biz America.
The brain.
Our guest on this segment believes that effective public relations is the most versatile, cost-effective component of a successful marketing program. Pat Harriman is the founder of the Harriman Group. Her company is a full-service public relations agency that designs high-impact PR programs based on the three B's PR strategy. That is, build the base, build the buzz, and build the brand. Joining us on the line from her offices in Laguna Hills, California, is Pat Harriman. Pat, welcome to the program.
Good morning, David. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Pat, from your perspective, what is it that so many companies just don't understand about the value of PR and how best to use it?
Well, public relations is not advertising. A lot of people have confusion about what is advertising is what and what is editorial. And so with public relations, you don't have the complete control over the messaging that you do with advertising. And so many times with clients, I will say, that's why you pay so much for advertising, because you control where it runs, when it runs, how long it runs, and you're obviously, like I say, in control of the entire messaging.
Yeah.
With public relations, you send out a press release. So first of all, you have to have something that's newsworthy, that is going to be of interest to the editorial community's readership. And you have to make it compelling so that it's something that they either will print as is, or even better, it will pique their interest and it will initiate a phone call from the media to you to interview your executive and find out more about the company, product, or service that you're offering.
Okay. Many people do believe that the PR is really just all about creating and sending press releases themselves, but obviously it's a whole lot more than that, isn't it?
It is, and that's kind of the indescribable part of PR, because one of the things that I tell my clients is that, you know, I can't guarantee you coverage with the PR program, but what I can guarantee you is that if you do nothing, nothing will happen. Because what public relations is meant to do is to start generating awareness and interest and relevance. And these reporters know what their audience is looking to read, and they know what their beat is. And just because you don't get a response every time from the reporter, if you're part of what they're covering, they will keep up with you. I've had this happen in my own experience from, of all publications, the Wall Street Journal, when I had a client that was a video game franchisee. And I had sent him press releases, you know, for months and never heard from him. And then out of the blue, he called and wanted to do an interview with my CEO. So that's just how it works. And if they don't want to get your press releases, this is one of the great things about email, is that they'll say, you know, take me off the list. But unless they say, take me off the list, off your list, they're interested in what you have to say. And when it comes time for them to write a story about your market, your audience, your company, you will hear from them.
We're visiting with Pat Harriman. She's the founder of the Harriman Group at website www.harriman, H-A-R-R-I-M-A-N group.com. Pat, I thought it'd be useful to go through your approach with the three B's PR strategy. What is the three B strategy and how does it work?
The three B's are build the base, build the buzz, build the brand. And building the base is all of the back office, heavy lifting, toiling in obscurity functions that the PR professional performs. And what you do during that phase is you develop the collateral, the contents of the information portfolio that you send out to the media. When you're working with the media, they have a very specific way that they're accustomed to working with PR people and with companies. And standard contents of an information portfolio are a fact sheet, which is just a little snapshot overview of the company. It is one sheet. You will have your executive bios so that they can understand, you know, who's running the company. And then also another piece that I like to put together is a Q&A with the CEO, that where they have the opportunity to talk about, you know, their position, their strategy, and how they're approaching, you know, their market and what new thing they're bringing to market.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, and that takes time. And also, again, this might be a little mundane for your listeners, but again, with press releases, when you're working with the media, the style that they use is called AP style, which stands for Associated Press. And you have your dateline, you have your company name, and you have your tagline. And your tagline is the identifier of the company, the service and product that you offer. And so when the reporter reads your press release, immediately they know if this is a company that is within their beat, within their market, and is going to be of interest to their audience. Also, in a press release, on every press release at the very end, you have what's called a boilerplate, and that's just a brief, you know, paragraph description of the company. And again, on every single press release, those two items are included, and that helps the media understand your company and how it fits into their beat. And then building the buzz is actually, you know, really executing the program. And that's the most common communications tool, of course, is the press release. And with the advent of the Internet, it's just been great because there's so many outlets out there, and they all need news. There's opportunity for pickup there. But in addition to press releases, you also develop relationships with the media, and that entails reading the publications that you're pitching. And when a reporter writes a story about a competitor or about your market or about, you know, your product, you can send them an email or pick up the phone and say, hey, you know, I read your story about such and such, and I thought you'd be interested in knowing about my client. And so that's a way you develop a relationship with a reporter. There's also opportunities to have contributed articles by your executives. Trade shows are part of public relations, because at trade shows, that's where the industry media is going to be. And press tours anymore, not so much. But again, with the advent of the Internet, with everything being, you know, so real-time and changing constantly, it's a lot just to keep up with what's going on and making sure that your client is top of mind and those key influencers that you're trying to reach.
This might be a good juncture to build in the subject of the Internet and social media around building the buzz in this part of a campaign. How has the Internet, and particularly social media, affected or changed the way you're building the buzz with your clients?
Well, the Internet has been very interesting, because I've been in public relations for a long time, and I was in public relations before the Internet, and it seems so crazy to me now, but we used to have to fax over press releases, you know, to the reporters, and we would call them and chat, and also, there was very strict deadlines because of, you know, print deadlines and that type of thing. And the Internet has really made things much more flexible. And again, everything is pretty much in real time, because if there is a print publication, many print publications no longer exist, but they still have an online presence, you know, they can immediately pick everything up. And the other great thing about the Internet as well is just that the reporter, you and the reporter, can have that email relationship, so it's not intrusive. They can read your email at, you know, when it's convenient for them, because we don't want to pester them, but we do want to offer them information.
Yes.
And also, with the Internet, that's the main source of information for people who are looking to find out about a product, service, or person. They'll go on the Internet, and they'll do a Google search, or do a Yahoo search, or MSN, or whatever engine they're using. And so that's the value also of distributing, you know, press releases, is because when the more sites pick you up, the higher your search engine, you know, optimization is, and the sooner you'll bump up in that particular category. And also, with the Internet, there's just all kinds of analytical tools that you can do to identify the keywords, to figure out how many keywords are in your press release, to find out how people are searching for your company. It really is amazing what the Internet has done for the profession during my career. And then there's social media, because social media obviously is an online phenomenon, but it is different than the Internet. It goes beyond the traditional push, where, you know, companies and PR people push the news out, and social media is more of a pull. And that's where a lot of companies are kind of apprehensive about getting involved, because it is pretty much a wide open field there, because you're not dealing with journalists or other PR people. You are dealing with, you know, the consumers that you're trying to reach.
Yeah, I was going to interject that most of all, their loss of control has been a subject of concern. But I've also heard, and I'm interested in your opinion about this, that in order for there to be transparency in this new media, this democratized media world, they need to embrace that crowdsourcing that's going on. Do you agree or see it that way, or have a perspective on any of this?
I do. My perspective is that with social media, you approach it like a cocktail party. And there's 100 people in the room and maybe, I don't know, 3 to 5 that you really, really want to talk to. And you just have to have, this is not pushing messaging points. This is just, you're all in this room and you all have something in common or maybe nothing in common. And that's what the PR professionals or communications professionals need to remember, is that you want to initiate a conversation. You want to, you know, be able to talk about your company and what you do, but you don't want to be the drunk at the cocktail party who has somebody trapped in the corner and just talks about something in which they have no interest.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because that is, you know, from the feedback, if you want to know what people think of your brand, you can find out.
So then there's this building the brand piece. How does that differ from build the buzz?
Once you're established and you have your program in place, this is really kind of a more of a time-sensitive function. Because when you start out with your program, you know, and you have your message points. And so when you're building the brand, you take a six-month snapshot, monthly snapshot, whatever the time frame is, and you do a measurement of media pickup. And who picked us up the most? Was it positive? Was it negative? If they did an industry roundup, where were we mentioned? Are we getting picked up in the same publications our competitors are getting picked up? Just that kind of thing. It's really just a measurement so that you can fine-tune, update, refresh, perhaps get into something like social media with your public relations program.
We're visiting with Pat Harriman. The Harriman Group is the company. www.harrimangroup.com, located in Laguna Hills, California. Much of the work you do is for clients in the franchising space. Pat, what's different or unique about PR in the franchising industry?
In franchising, you're really, although you have one client, you have two audiences, because with the franchisor, of course, you know, selling franchises is their primary function. And then with the franchisees, you want to support them on a local level to help drive business to their stores so that they are successful.
Yeah, so you have both the unit growth and then the individual store street level franchisee growth happening.
Right, and it depends on how corporate, you know, the franchisor wants to handle it. Either I go through them to the franchisee, or I have a direct relationship with the franchisees. It varies, you know, by client.
Okay. Anything else you'd like us to know, Pat, about the work you're doing around PR, or and your in particular your unique approach to it?
Well, I would say my unique approach to it comes from the fact that I am the only person in my family that is not in sales.
So it's a personal story.
Yes, everybody but me is in sales. So when I come into a client, and this is why I enjoy working with franchisees so much, and the smaller, you know, companies, because we speak the same language. My approach is that everybody in the organization is in sales support, because nothing happens unless and until a sale is made. And again, when I'm talking to clients, I can get you PR. I know how to do that. I know how to send out press releases over the wire service so that you get indexed and you get that great pickup. I know how to do proactive media relations with your local national media outlets, TV, radio, print, online. I know how to do all that. But the point is your public relations contributing to, is it a key factor in lead generation? That's how I want to be measured. I want to be able to, you know, quantifiably demonstrate that my public relations program will drive traffic to your website, will make the phones ring, and on the local level will drive store traffic. And that's the value that I bring to a company with my PR program.
Fabulous. Pat Harriman, thanks so much. The Harriman Group is the company. www.harriman, that's with two R's, Harriman Group. .com, located in Laguna Hills, California. Pat, thanks for joining us on the program.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed it.
Small Biz America.
The brain.
Online at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.